This is CBS Island World. I'm John Batchelor. Brazil. I welcome Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, to help me understand a story that's spilling out across the world in all languages. Jair Bolsonaro, the previous president of Brazil, is now said to be facing an indictment for conspiracy not only to overwhelm the government, but there's talk of assassination of the president, Lula da Silva. The news we had 48 hours ago, Bolsonaro's coup indictment postponed by Brazil's top prosecutor. Postponed. However, the headlines don't make much of that. They go on and start talking about the scale of what the general prosecutor, Paulo Gonet, has on the former president. There are other names mentioned here, and I need help from Ernesto to understand where this is going, because there have been harassing accusations against Mr. Bolsonaro since he lost the election in the beginning of 23. A very good evening to you, Ernesto. This is a tangle, and you can help me. Bolsonaro right now, is he free or is he incarcerated, and what is the threat? Good evening to you.
So, good evening, John. Yeah, it's a tangle or a soap opera, if you prefer. President Bolsonaro is free. Although he can't leave the country, but that has been for quite a while now. His passport has been seized. But no, he's free. And this is one more chapter in that soap opera. Before there was the speculation that, President Bolsonaro wanted to stay the coup, right? But the evidence presented was that he considered applying one or two articles of the Brazilian Constitution, basically amounting to declaring a state of siege, which would actually require congressional approval. So to call that a coup is kind of hard in a way. But that was going on for more than 1 year, investigations about that and a couple of people arrested in connection with that. And so now they came with this indictment, the federal police, with this indictment, which brings a new story, a new line to the story, which is the fact that a group of people, mainly military, with some links to the presidential palace back in Bolsonaro's administration, were planning to assassinate Lula as the president-elect back then, his vice president-elect, and maybe Alexandre de Moraes from the Supreme Court. Under the allegation that they would restore constitutional order because Moraes and Lula had staged a fraud in the election. Of course, I'm not justifying that at all, but. So that's the new element to the story. Did Bolsonaro know? Did Bolsonaro was Bolsonaro part of that plan? Did he authorize the plan? No evidence has been presented in that regard. It's the only supposition that he would, benefit from that. There are lots of speculations. Basically, 70 pages of speculation are, this is possible, this is likely, and things like that. So technically, now this goes to the chief prosecutor's office, who should decide whether to bring this, to bring actual charges against Bolsonaro and the 36 other people who have been indicted by the police. So not to talk about the substance of the matter, but two questions. One, if it's so serious, why not present charges, not press charges now? They're saying, maybe in February we have to study this. So they can press charges and ask for immediate arrest, provisional arrest, and probably the Supreme Court would grant that. So why wait those 3 months? And actually, afterwards, after that, you have the, or besides that, you have the question whether they waited for some reason for so long, because the investigations were going on and they had those elements that were brought to the public now. before. So why now? One piece of, one impression that many people have is, oh, this is a reaction to the new administration of the U.S., okay, which is perceived as hostile to, in a way, to Lula's government or to the Supreme Court, mainly because Elon Musk is seen as an enemy by those people and a potential figure who would turn the Trump administration against those people in Brazil because of everything that has been done to ban X from Brazil and some sort of strong arm competition between Elon Musk and the Supreme Court in Brazil. So
that begins to make sense to me suddenly.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes. Alexandre de Moraes, the Supreme Court justice, who Ernesto has guided me through this over the years, see if I have the chronology right. He's the man who made it possible for Lula da Silva to leave jail. He'd been convicted and incarcerated for corruption that no one denies, to leave jail because of a technicality in the prosecution. That allowed him to run for the presidency again. He's been twice elected and defeat Mr. Bolsonaro in the end of 2022. De Moraes, Alexandre De Moraes, this same justice is the man driving these investigations and pending indictments. Alexandre De Moraes declared Elon Musk, the richest man in the solar system, to be hostile and an adversary of Brazil because of X. X allowed voices to criticize, knock, mock Mr. De Moraes and Lula da Silva and the government. Therefore, De Moraes ordered TikTok to take them down, not TikTok, X to take them down. Musk refused. There was then the accusation that Musk was in league with these dark forces in Brazil. They don't really exist. We're talking about dissent online. And the threat was, we'll demonetize you. Musk conceded that that wasn't wise and took down the offending voices. That was then. You're saying this indictment now is because Trump was reelected. Musk is always at Mar-a-Lago and has sway. And De Moraes is trying to intimidate the president of the United States by arresting Bolsonaro? Is it that? Does he go that far?
He might go that far. So this hypothesis would go like this. Trump was elected for a second term. He's, a natural ally of Bolsonaro. So Bolsonaro felt reinforced. Bolsonaro started to talk about running again in 2026, although technically today he can't. But counting on the popular support, which he still has, and the popular pressure for his electability be removed so he can run with a good chance in 2026. So he said, if Trump was president, then was not president and persecuted for 4 years, now elected again, why can't that happen to me? So there's a sort of psychological aspect to that. And also, you have the figure of Elon Musk, who is obviously a key figure in the second Trump administration and who has Brazil in his radar and De Moraes in his radar in the Supreme Court. So the idea is that this whole power system in Brazil, so Lula, the Supreme Court, felt threatened and felt on the defensive. So they wanted to go on the offensive. So let's gather those evidence or possibilities or speculation to show that Bolsonaro wanted to stage a coup and kill Lula and the vice president. So this would kind of turn the table address Trump and Musk theoretically in a way, oh, that's the guy you want to defend. Is that the guy you want to defend? A guy who was playing, so Bolsonaro, a guy who was thinking to assassinate Lula and the vice president and stage a coup? Is that the guy who you want to support? So this would, I think, make sense. It would invert the momentum of the game. So now the momentum would go towards the, the power system in Brazil and not towards the Trump administration. So it makes sense. And the whole judicial game in Brazil today is a political game.
We've got 30 seconds, Ernesto. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just one aspect. The same day those Joe's indictments were made, 15 drug traffickers were released on habeas corpus by the Supreme Court. So there's something strange going on.
Ernesto Araújo, former member of the cabinet for Jair Bolsonaro in his one term so far, now under threat of indictment for what appears to be an assassination plot. But as Ernesto just helped us understand, there's much more of this to discover in the coming months.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.